What do you call a tent full of happy farmers? Right now you're thinking that that's the start to a bad joke, and it could be. But this marquee of curious and optimistic farmers was an actual event that took place on Monday in Meath. The publicity launch of an anaerobic digester, which will be built by the middle of next year.
Thank you for the invitation to be here with you today, and every success to all involved in this wonderful project.
Anaerobic digesters, big green bubbles you'll have seen mushrooming in the landscape. Grass and animal manure in, leave it ferment, stir it occasionally, and you get biomethane for energy and fertilizer for fields out. Real circular economy stuff. There are 20,000 of them across Europe. We only have two that are currently injecting gas directly into the grid. And the prospect of more is cheering news for farmers.
Then I have some land only a mile or two away.
You're in tillage?
Yes.
Exclusively in tillage?
Almost exclusively.
When was your last good year?
2022.
And before that, when was your last good
year? About 1984. A long time ago.
You're laughing, but you're not laughing.
Well, I was always born to be a farmer, and I stick it through tin and tin.
You've had an absolutely horrible time of it in the last few years. So does something like this look like a bit of a runner for you?
Absolutely, yeah. Every little thing helps, and the more avenues we have to go down, the better.
Recent arrivals.
These are all spring-born calves. And they would have been born... Oh, sorry, autumn-born calves, apologies. They would have been born in August, into August, September.
Okay. And...
About 5 miles away from where a company called Carbon AMS is building that digester, Brua Duffy is farming 175 suckler beef cows. He also has a full-time engineering job off-farm. A busier man you will not find.
I'm not fixated on any particular breed. There's a mixture of Angus, Shorehorn, there's a few Limousine through it. There's Cemental as well. We used to have a Cemental bull. But,
and is it pros and cons with each, or do you have a favourite?
Easy calving is my number one rule. I haven't time,
no time for disasters.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to be simple.
Has to be simple as possible.
Are you calving here by yourself, bro?
Yeah, so I've cameras in the sheds. I can keep an eye on them when they're calving. I have an elderly uncle who I'm actually in partnership in this farm with, but he's 76, he's getting old. Yeah, it's tough.
Okay, it's not unmanageable, but like... With
again,
hardship.
My wife will tell you yes. Yeah, it's difficult. I'm not going to pretend it isn't.
Something had to change, so he plans to pivot his farm in the direction of much, much less cattle and supplying grass and maize to the digester instead, for which he will receive a guaranteed price agreed at the beginning of the year. Win, win, win.
So it must seem, frankly, just an awful lot more philosophical sitting there on your house on the hill watching grass grow and knowing that that's going to be your business from now on.
Yeah, well, like cattle are hard work. There's no two ways around it. And it can be very frustrating sometimes knowing that you're going to work and you haven't done things properly, or I need to spend another hour or two there and you just physically can't. So I'd like to think, right, if we can reduce the demand on the cattle bit, and like, I just want to do things properly, do it right, do it the way I know it should be done.
But because nothing is ever simple when it has the chance to be complicated, there is a bit of a wrinkle in this. The goal the government has set for biomethane means that 120,000 hectares of grass will have to go into the anaerobic digesters. That's 170 Phoenix Parks. Or 3,500 average-sized farms. Is there enough spare grass in the country? In Northern Ireland, they already have 60 anaerobic digesters, and arguably that's too many clustered too close to each other because they can't produce enough grass all year round to supply them. So much so that you will regularly see trailer loads of grass leaving Meath and Louth and heading across the border. There's a document circulating behind the closed doors of government that would answer that question. do we have enough grass for 100 large digesters that we want to build? The document is called the Land Use Review Report, but for over a year now, the government has deflected or ignored all calls to publish it.
We have massive opportunities with regard to further AD plants and biomethane in this country. We haven't delivered at scale heretofore. But
back at the launch of the anaerobic digester in Meath, I tried my luck with Minister Dara O'Brien, who I know has a copy of the report.
But what's great about this is it's a further assistance in creating sustainable energy ourselves, decarbonising our heat system.
This is only one of 95 or 100 more to be built.
Yes.
And people are asking themselves, where is all of the grass going to come from?
Not being facetious, but just look around. Like, I'm from North County Dublin, born and reared here. Duleek is just up the road from me. You'll see we've some of the best grasslands and agricultural lands in the country. It is also complements crops such as our potato crops. The cycle is correct within that as well. So you'll have land under grass, then it'll be planted for potatoes and other crop as well.
You could answer that question, though, about where all of the grass is going to come from with an awful lot more confidence if the land use review was something that was out there in public circulation and your department has been sitting on it for over a year now.
Just to correct you, respectfully, I haven't been sitting on it. I received the report in July of this year. It's three departments. It's my own, it's Agriculture, and it's the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. I actually said in response to a question in the Dáil the week before last that I want to publish before Christmas. It's a really good piece of work. And I agree with you that it's important that it's published, that it's out there and people can see the report itself. But more importantly, what comes from it.
500,000 acres of afforestation, 68,000 acres of solar power, 120,000 acres of grassland for anaerobic digesters and so on and so on. Does it answer that question that there is enough land for all of these activities and all of these targets we've set ourselves?
Well, I think people will see the report and assess it when it's published, and I do want to publish before Christmas, but yes, it deals with various scenarios as well. It's not just within my gift to publish it, I'd say as well. There are two other government departments as well involved.
Well, they're deferring
this
to you when I write
well,
to them.
I can actually tell you that I want to publish before Christmas, and I intend that it will be. And I think, in fairness, it can provide a good roadmap for us into the future.
It is going to be very important. It'll tell us, if we continue doing dairy and beef and tillage at present levels, how much room is left for all of the digesters and turbines and forests and rewetting and restored nature that we've also promised that we're going to do. Or will some things have to make way for other things? So you can see why it's going to be potentially controversial. And for some of the farmers in the tent on Monday, a different kind of farming now looks like a much better bet.
Hopefully it'll make us a little more profitable, give us more diversification of the crops we're going to grow and see how that goes. But yes, I'd like to be a potential customer.
And it would be nice to have that certainty that you say, look, if I do maize, four Donald's anaerobic digester, well, at least I know I'm going to get this price by the end of the year for
it. Yes, it's great to have. My bank manager would just love predictability, so that would be just wonderful.
An upbeat and happy-sounding tillage farmer, an unusual sound on this programme in the last few years. So, do we have the room to do everything? There are some calculations out there that say we're going to need four whole new counties to fit all of these activities in. Four counties the size of Wicklow, Wexford, Kildare and Dublin. So, big changes ahead in the landscape. So you can see why that land use review document is going to be a very, very important start to that conversation.